بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من استنى بسنته وسار بهد وعلى من استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه وسار على نهجه إلى يوم الدين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما وعملا وإخلاصا وحبا لك يا كريم. اللهم إن قد خرجنا من حولنا وقوتنا إلى حولك وقوتك، فأعوذ بك أن أقول زورا أو أخشى فجورا أو أكون بك مغرورا، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. In recent years, human beings have become more and more arrogant about their own abilities. The first time the Titanic was created, the ship the Titanic was created and it was sent to the ocean, it was said that this is a ship that will never be sunk. This is a ship that can never sink. Lo and behold, it only took a portion of time before this ship sank to the bottom of the ocean. As human beings, over the last centuries, they have become more and more powerful. Technology has become more and more able. Human beings have begun to think too much of themselves. And when they think too much of themselves, they have started to think less and less of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this reference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah says, they didn't give Allah the qadr that He deserved. They didn't give Allah the status, the ability, the power, the respect that He deserves. And when they did that, they underestimated Allah. Allah says they didn't give Allah His qadr, the right level, the right status, the right respect. And instead, they overestimated themselves. They thought too much of themselves. This is the world that we live in today. Over the last 2 or 3 years, as human beings reached the pinnacle of technology and they thought they could do anything with technology, Allah sent us something smaller than the eye could see, that even a microscope could not even pick up easily, to teach us that really and ultimately we are powerless in front of Allah. And so today we are going to take the name of Allah, Al-Qadir, the All-Able, the All-Powerful, Al-Qadir, the All-Able, Al-Muqtadir. These are the variations in which this name pops up and it shows itself in the Quran. How is it that we can understand the ability and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces us to His name Al-Qadir, the most common way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this name and He explains to us this name and He shows us the power of this name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to look at the creation of Allah. Allah asks us to frequently reflect on the creation of Allah, of the creation, His own creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But first, let us understand the meaning of the word Al-Qadir. Al-Qadir comes from the root letters in Arabic, Qadara. Qadara. Qadartu shay. To say, if you say Qadartu shay, that means I am able to do something. But also, Qadar also has the meaning of measuring something. If I say Qadartu zujaja, I measured this bottle and I made it a specific shape and a specific size. This is also Qadr. To give something a specific size, shape, portion, measurement, this is called Qadr. Whether it's time, whether it's space, all of this is also a form of Qadr. To give something a specific measurement. Qadr also refers to power, like I said, the ability to do something. So, قَدَرْتُ عَلَى الشَّيْءِ, I'm able to do something, you use the word qadr. Allah also uses the word in the Quran, taqdeer. قَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. He gave everything a specific size, portion, shape, but also taqdeer has another meaning, which is to give something or someone the power and ability to do something. So you and me, we have the ability to walk, the ability to run, the ability to eat. Where did these abilities come from? Allah placed them within us. This is taqdeer. Allah gave you power, a limited amount of power, limited amount of ability. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when He refers to Himself, He refers to Himself with three different names. Number one, Al-Qadir. The one who is unrestrictedly powerful. He is able to do anything. He calls Himself Al-Qadir. Similar in meaning. But Al-Qadir implies extreme power. Al-Qadir implies someone who is able to do something. And this is why Qadir can be used for a human being as well. But when it's used for Allah, it's similar to Qadir, someone who is unrestrictedly powerful. There is no limit to their power. And then Allah also uses the name Al-Muqtadir. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Allah used this name for Himself, Muqtadir. Muqtadir in Arabic is someone, when used for a human being, is when you try to become powerful, you try to become able. You go to the gym, you try to lift more weight, this is iqtidar, you're trying to develop your abilities. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need to develop His ability, so it's different when it applies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first way to understand this name of Allah, Al-Qadir, and to appreciate it in your daily life, is to start to appreciate the creation of Allah. Allah says in the Quran, الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. Allah says, Allah is the one who created the seven heavens and a similar number of earths. He did that, He created all of this so that you can know for sure that He is able to do anything. Let's take an analogy. You wake up one day and you come out of your house, you open the door and you find outside a Bentley, a real Bentley car. And you think, subhanAllah, I've never seen this before in my front yard. Where is my Toyota Yaris gone? You think, okay, let me examine this car. I don't know anything about these cars. Let me see, let me investigate. So you open the bonnet and you look and you say, wow, this engine. And you go underneath the car and you look, you see how complex the car is. The pistons, the shafts, all the rotating pieces, the bearings, and how they all fit together. And if I were to ask you, what can you tell me about the one that made this car? You'd say, the first thing I can tell you is they must be very powerful. To make something like this, not easy. You have to have a lot of power, a lot of ability, a lot of resources. Okay, fine. What else can you tell me? Well, you say, well, this person must be very knowledgeable. Because to know how all of these parts are going to come together, they have to be very knowledgeable. You say, great. Now all Bentleys, they are produced by a factory, they all come looking the same. Different colors, maybe different engine sizes, but they are manufactured to the same level. This is a blind kind of manufacturing. There's no originality, everything is the same. You go to the shop, you see this tissue box. Every tissue box will have the same dimensions, same width and same height. This is how human beings produce things. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces, when you look at the universe around us, it's much more complicated than a Bentley, much more intricate, much more beautiful, much more difficult to reproduce. And you realize, if a human being is very knowledgeable for making this car and very powerful, then the one who made this universe must be limitless in his power. And he must be limitless in his knowledge. And this is why in the Quran, if you look, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, this phrase, وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, Allah is able, powerful to do all things, And you search, where in the Quran did this come up? Very often you will see when Allah describes the world, He says, when you look at the world around you, you should know Allah is able to do all things. One day in the Quran, Allah mentioned a story about people who sometimes they think, really? Can Allah really do this? Does He really have the ability to do something? Sometimes human beings, we doubt Allah's abilities. We doubt His powers. Especially today, when human beings think that with technology they can do anything. They start to think, what's the need for an all-powerful being? In the Quran, Allah mentions one such story. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah mentions,
أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها.
One day a man passes by a town and this town is destroyed completely. It's almost like someone turned it upside down. The buildings are destroyed. There's nobody in that town.
قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها.
He said, how is Allah going to bring this back to life? Meaning the people who died in this town, how is Allah ever going to bring them back to life? Now all of us at some point in time in our life, we have this doubt in our mind. Maybe you are standing in front of a difficult situation and you think, how is Allah going to save me from this? Or maybe you are looking at an object, an illness, and you say, how is Allah going to cure me from this? Or maybe like this man, you are looking at a dead person and you're thinking, how is Allah going to bring this human being back to life? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this happened in history, in one situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this person die.
فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَهُ
Allah made this person die for 100 years and He brought them back to life.
قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتَ
Allah asked this person, how long were you dead for? And he says,
يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ
I died, I was asleep for part of a day or maybe a whole day.
قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ
Allah says, no, you were dead for 100 years. And didn't even realize it. And then Allah asks this person to look at the food. When this person passed by the town, at that point in time, he was about to have a nice meal. And then he said this word, how can Allah bring this town back to life? So Allah made this person die, but He kept their food fresh. He kept their food fresh. So Allah says to this person,
وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّهُ
Look at your food, I kept it fresh for you. It hasn't changed.
وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ
Now look at your riding beast, your donkey that you are riding on. Look at its bones.
وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا ثُمَّ نَكْسُوهَا لَحْمًا
Allah resurrected this person's donkey from bones. He clothed it with flesh. He gave it skin and He made it a living, breathing beast in front of His eyes. And after seeing all of this, this man said,
أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ
Now I know for sure Allah can do anything. Sometimes it takes moments in your life where you see Allah make something impossible happen for you to realize how powerful Allah is. All of us can think of these kind of situations in their life. And I want you to think about this. A situation in your life where Allah showed to you His power. And He showed to you His ability. He showed to you He's able to do all things. Now this man who doubted Allah's ability, Allah made them die and raise them back to life. Who can tell me something that happens every day which shows us the ability of Allah? We sleep. What happens when we sleep? Our soul gets taken away. And when we awake, our soul gets returned to us.
اللَّهُ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا
Allah takes the souls when they die.
وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا
And those that don't die, He takes our souls at night. Think about this. Sometimes you buy a remote control toy, you buy a computer, and one day you realize, I'm trying to turn it off, but I can't turn it off. I had this problem today with my laptop. I'm pressing shut down, it's not shutting down. Shut down, it's not shutting down. I'm thinking how powerless I am. I can't even shut down my laptop. But when Allah wills to take your soul, even at night, He shuts you down. And when He wishes in the morning, He reboots you again. This is the qudra, the ability of Allah. To see and understand the ability of Allah, you need to look no further than yourself. Allah says in the Quran,
سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ.
We will show them our signs outside in the world and inside themselves. Look at your fingers. How many people are in this room? Maybe 30, maybe 40. If all of us, inshallah, have 10 fingers, we have 400 fingers in this room. Every finger Allah created differently. If you go and look at the Toyota Yaris, they're all the same. Every year, we manufacture 100,000 of these, they're all identical, they have to be.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His qudra, His power and His ability, every fingerprint is unique.
Now imagine how many human beings, today we have 8 billion human beings. Imagine from today until the first human being, how many billions of human beings existed. And every fingerprint Allah created unique. Every finger. Every snowflake, we are coming to winter, it's going to start snowing. Every snowflake is unique. None of them are identical. This is the qudra of Allah. If Allah wanted, as Allah says in the Quran, He could have made everyone the same. He could have made us all identical, like robots. He could have made the snowflakes the same. He could have made the fruit and the plants taste the same. But just to prove to us He can do anything, He is able to do anything, the extent of His power, He made every single one of them different. We cannot even replicate 1% of that. Allah shows us His qudra, His ability and His power. And He teaches us so that we can know for certain. ذَلِكَ لِتَعْلَمُوا, Allah says, أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. You're never going to reach a stage where you know 100% Allah's abilities until you start to look at the world around you and think deeply about Allah's creation. Today, we can't think about the world and Allah's creation. Because every time we go out of the house, we put our earphones in. So we are distracted. Every time we go to drive outside, to go for a walk, we get a call, we get a notification. So we're always staring at this screen. We can never appreciate the creation of Allah. But Allah says, if you want to appreciate Allah being Al-Qadir, you have to first look at what He made. This man who Allah puts him to sleep for 100 years and then He wakes him up. Remember, all of that started when this man was on a walk and he saw a town and he was amazed at how Allah can bring this town back to life. He wasn't on his phone. He wasn't listening to a podcast. He wasn't watching a video. He wasn't seeing a drama. He was looking and seeing and thinking. So Allah showed him His qudra. Look at the world around us. Human beings think so much of themselves. They think they're so powerful until a tsunami comes and destroys half the country. A sandstorm, a typhoon. Whenever these, an earthquake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us from these events that our power is so limited. No matter how many machines we can control and how many things we can predict, we are limited. And it is only when we see our limits that we will begin to appreciate the qudra, the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One example of this in Surah Al-Kahf. Allah uses the word muqtadira to describe Himself. Who can give me the ayah? Yes. Give me the beginning of the ayah. It's an example about this worldly life. Close. The worldly life is like rain from the sky. وَضْرِبَ لَهُمْ حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. You have to understand this ayah deeply to understand what Allah is saying here. Allah starts,
وَضْرِبَ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا.
O Muhammad, tell them that this life, this worldly life that we live, this short life,
كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ,
It is like water that was sent down from the sky.
فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ
And this water mixed with the plants on the earth.
فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ
All of a sudden, all of these green plants became brown and they died.
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا
And Allah is able to do all things. Look at the plants, look at the crops around us. Every day we eat these vegetables, potatoes, tomatoes. Rain comes from the sky and Allah brings them to life. And then after a season, all of them die. Look around us, what's the color of the leaves? Yellow, orange, brown. Why? Why did Allah not make the leaves green the whole year round? Why does Allah give us one season where everything is blooming and blossoming, fruits, leaves, trees, the birds are chirping, and then one season everything is dying? To show us He is able to do this. He gives life and He takes it away. He makes the leaves green, and if He wants, He can make them brown. He makes the leaves look beautiful on the tree, and if He wishes, He can make them fall and everything die. He is able to do all things. He gives you life and He takes life. He gives you food and He takes food. And to really understand and remind ourselves of this name, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every morning he would say, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Every morning, according to some narrations, 100 times, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, there is none worthy of worship but Allah, alone with no partners. For Him is my gratitude, and for Him is my thanks, and He is able to do anything. Nothing can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His qudra, He says in Surah Al-Mursalat,
أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَى قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ
Allah says, human beings, look and think about yourself. Look yourself in the mirror today and you see yourself a full functioning flesh, blood, bones, eyes, brain, all of this. Where did you come from? You started as a drop of liquid, a semen liquid. This is where you came from. This drop of liquid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِن مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ, a lowly drop of liquid. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ It was deposited in a safe deposit. إِلَى قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ For a specific time. فَقَدَرْنَا We made it happen. We turned this small liquid into this fully functioning human being. فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ How amazing is my ability. One just has to reflect. Look at your children. Look at yourselves. Where did I come from? And appreciating Allah's name Al-Qadir, it makes you humble and it gives you humility. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was asked, How can a human being become more humble? If they are arrogant and proud, how can they become more humble? He says, you came from a small liquid that came out of a human being's private part. This is where you came from. وَأَنْتَ تَحْمِلُ الْقَدَرِ And you release filth from your body, from your private part. You came from somewhere filthy, and you are releasing filth, and you live within filth. How can you be proud and arrogant? How can you think so much of yourself? It's one way to think about it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran talks about His name Al-Qadir, He doesn't just talk about His ability and power, but He talks about His taqdeer. What does taqdeer mean? Allah gave everything a specific shape, form at the right time. This is Allah's taqdeer. Sometimes the people come to this lecture and after the lecture they say, you know, something you said, it was the right time in my life, I needed to hear it. Who brought them to the lecture? Not me. Allah's taqdeer. One of the beautiful moments where we can reflect on this is the story of Musa alayhi salam. When Musa alayhi salam is given the prophethood, anybody knows roughly how old he is? He's roughly 40 years old. When Musa alayhi salam is given the prophethood, he's made a prophet of Allah. Can anybody tell me what are the events that lead up to this prophethood? Has he had a perfect life? Who can tell me what tests did Musa alayhi salam go through in his life? Yes. He was living in Fir'aun's palace. Sorry? And he had an injury on his tongue. Who can give me other? What test did Musa alayhi salam go through before he became a prophet? Yes. He was a fugitive running away from the government. He killed somebody by mistake. What else? Did he live with his parents? How did he grow up? He grew up in the palace of the worst tyrant of all time, and he was separated from his mother. His mother only saw him to feed him. She was a nurse in the palace. What was the first sport that Musa alayhi salam took part in? Anybody know? Was it football? Was it rugby? Swimming. It was swimming. Musa alayhi salam as a baby is swimming in the Nile with a crocodile snapping at him. He's in the palace with the tyrant and his security guards and an army constantly there. He killed someone. Then after he kills someone, where does he go? He runs away. How many years is he away? 10 years away from his mother. Can you take that? 10 years if I separate you from your parents? Allah, it's very hard. I'm running on 8 years now. I wouldn't want it on anybody else. Subhanallah. They are the coolness of our eyes. To be far from them for so long, this is a test. And when he's in Madian, what work is he doing? Is he the prime minister of Madian? What is he? What's his job? Giving water to the animals, cleaning the house. He's a worker, a servant in somebody else's house for 10 years. It's not an easy job. After all of these tests, difficult life, horrible situations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, you are a prophet. And Musa alayhi salam is filled with doubt. Me? The first word that Musa alayhi salam says to Allah when Allah gives him the gift of prophethood, who can tell me? The first word, I am. Sorry? He's stammering, but this is not what he said in the Quran. Inni. Before inni qataltu. Inni akhaf. This is the first word Musa alayhi salam says to Allah. When Allah gives him the prophethood, he says, I'm scared. Inni akhafu an yukathibun. I think they're going to reject me. They're not going to like me. Wa yadiqu sadri. And I'm going to get stressed. Wa la yantaliqu lisani. And I'm not going to speak. You know, when you get very stressed, you become speechless. Sometimes you become scared. Send my brother to me. وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ. They don't like me because I killed someone by mistake. فَأَخَافُ. I'm scared. This is Musa's response. He's scared. How does Allah reassure Musa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him the meaning of the name Al-Qadir. Al-Qadir is not just powerful. Al-Qadir puts everything in the right time, in the right place, in the right proportion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam his own life story. From the start to the end. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Musa, we gave you so many blessings in the past. إِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ. Your sister was running next to you in the sea and saying to them, I know somebody who can look after this baby. فَرَدَدْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ. So see, although we threw you in the sea, we returned you to your mother eventually so she can be happy. وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. You killed someone, remember? But we saved you from them. وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونًا. We gave you so many tests. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, after all of the tests that you've been through, Allah says these two words to him. If one thinks about these words, the heart melts in appreciation of the mercy of Allah. Allah says, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. I made you to serve me. How amazing this mercy of Allah to Musa alayhi salam. After all the tests he has been through, to say to him, all of this was to develop you so you can serve me well. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after all of these events, ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَى. You came to me, Musa, at the right time. All of it was planned. All of it was al-qadir, taking and acting out his qudra, his ability, his measurement, his precision. When he wanted, Musa was tested. When he wanted, Musa was in the sea. When he wanted, Musa was in prison. When he wanted, Musa was running away. And when he thought was the right time, Musa alayhi salam became a prophet. ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَى. Everything happened with qadr, with Allah's precision, with his measurement, with his decree. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. When Allah reassures Musa alayhi salam, to understand, it's very important to understand your life. If you don't understand what has happened in your life, all from the day you're born till today, if you see it as Allah was being bad to you, Allah was harming you, you will never have the confidence to be a servant of Allah. But if you understand why Allah did what he did, and the wisdom behind your tests, you will be powerful beyond measure. This is how Allah empowers Musa. He explains to him the meaning behind all the tests he went through. And then he says, ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرِي يَا مُوسَى. This is why I brought you here today. Today was the right time. Today was the right place. Now I have given you this ability. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. I created you for me. What an amazing thing for Allah to say. I created you to serve me. And what an honor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say this. May Allah make us all of those who serve him. And so this is why, what makes Musa powerful? Now imagine, Musa alayhi salam is going to go stand in front of whom? Fir'aun. Who is the most powerful man on the earth? Fir'aun. For you to stand up to somebody so powerful, you need strength. What gives Musa alayhi salam strength is realizing that the power is with Allah, not with him. How does Allah teach him this? Who can tell me? How does Allah teach Musa alayhi salam in the first meeting that the power is not with you, Musa, nor with your resources? The power is with Allah. Something Allah does with Musa alayhi salam, the first meeting, to teach him, yes? To throw away his stick. You remember, this is the scenario. Musa is standing, Allah is speaking to Musa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Musa, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What's that in your right hand, O Musa? Allah knows. But he wants Musa to think about it. قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايِ. This is my stick. أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا. I rely upon it. وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي. And I use it to manage my sheep. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. And I use it for so many things. I need this stick. I rely on this stick. I need this stick, otherwise I'm useless. What does Allah say to Musa? قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. Musa, throw it away. You don't need it from today. You have someone greater than the stick. There are so many things in our life, we think, this makes me strong. I go to the gym, this makes me strong. I drink a protein shake, this makes me strong. My wife, my mother, my resources, my money, this is what makes me powerful. What does Allah teach Musa? If you want to be strong, if you want to have power, you have to realize nothing has power except Allah. What is the dua that the Prophet ﷺ used to say? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This dua, if you understand it, it will make you so confident, so strong, because you realize you are nothing and the power is only coming from him. There is no might, la hawla. And there is no quwwah, no strength to do anything, except if it comes from Allah. That means, if Allah doesn't give me the strength, I'm not going to pass this interview. If Allah doesn't give me the strength, I'm not going to wake up for work tomorrow. If Allah doesn't give me the strength, I can't look after my kids. I can't be responsible. I can't succeed. I can't study. I cannot do anything if He doesn't help me. So I trust Him. I need Him. You realize something. that you are needy in front of Allah. This is what Al-Qadir teaches you. If Allah is Al-Qadir, the powerful, the able to do anything, then you are Al-Ajiz, you can do nothing on your own. You are nothing. And the more you realize you are nothing, you realize Allah is able to do everything. Allah reminds us of this in the Quran when He says,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ.
O people, you are needy in front of Allah. When you go out today, maybe you go out for food, someone comes to you, they're asking you for money. Have you got any spare change? Have you got a pound? And usually, we ignore them, we turn them and we walk away. Annoying person. Why? I'm enjoying with my family. Why are they coming and running after me? Go ask somebody else. This is how we feel inside. Even if we smile at them, we feel annoyed. Nobody ever wants to be in that situation where they are in need of somebody else. It is humiliating to ask someone. Because you feel powerless. You feel like nothing. You need that person. You need their recommendation. You need their money. It feels horrible. Nobody wants to be in that situation. Except when it comes to Allah. We have to realize how much we need Him. Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, when he was about to pass away, he wrote a final letter, final piece of advice. And in this wasiyah, he says, a person who is at sea, in the sea, drowning in the sea, is no more in need of Allah than somebody who is healthy and alive. Imagine this. You go out with your friends to swim one day. You go out for a swim in the ocean. Go to a beach, you go out for a swim. Let's say it's Skegness, or let's say it's Blackpool. You go to Blackpool, you start swimming, and the current pushes you, and you end up in the middle of the ocean, and you are drowning. How would you ask Allah? How would you feel about your abilities and your powers? You would be screaming and begging for Allah. Because you realize you are helpless. You are unable. You are nothing. If Allah does not save you, you will drown to death. Ibn Qudama says we have to think like this every day. I am drowning. I am helpless. I am nothing. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. And Allah is the only one who can give me ability. Allah is the only one who can give me power. When you internalize this, it will not make you useless. It will give you strength. This is how Musa alayhi salam had the confidence to stand in front of Fir'aun with his criminal record, with his inability to speak, with all of his history, with his low self-esteem. Allah gave him the confidence by realizing when Allah is behind you, nobody can stand in front of you. That's what Allah says to Musa.
اِذْهَبَا بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْتُمَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَ الْغَالِبُونَ.
With my ayat, nobody can defeat you. You will be undefeated champion. Go with confidence. You have me. This is why the scholars used to say, مَنْ وَجَدَ اللَّهَ فَمَاذَا فَقَدْ وَمَنْ فَقَدَ اللَّهَ فَمَاذَا وَجَدْ. Whoever has Allah behind him, Allah supporting him, nothing can stand in front of him. And whoever does not have Allah's support, they will fall at the slightest breath, slightest wind, you will just flop because you didn't trust Allah. You relied on the stick. You didn't rely upon the creator of that stick. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Musa alayhi salam what is the ability, the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us His taqdeer, His ability, He gives us the image of the Day of Judgment. This is another way to appreciate Allah is all able. Allah says in the Quran,
وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
People did not give Allah the respect He deserves, the ability He deserves. If that's the case with you, Allah says, remember this situation.
وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
The whole universe will be in His fist on the Day of Judgment. I'm not talking about this planet Earth which we live in. I'm not talking about our small solar system. I'm talking about the universe. Hundreds and millions of light years which we don't even know. All of this will be nothing for Allah.
وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ.
The heavens will be rolled up in His right hand.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun.
How great He is above what you can imagine. Imagine the Day of Judgment. Every person who thought they had power, they thought they had wealth, they thought they had status, they will be nothing in the sight of Allah. They will be a speck, an atom, nothing in the sight of Allah. And we have to remember how we will be in front of Him, to realize how powerless we are. Great, in this world you had a bank account. In this world you had a team, maybe you had a company, maybe you had a country at your service. But on the Day of Judgment, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا, you will be alone in front of Him. No servant, no colleagues, no family. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, you'll run away from your brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, your parents will not be there to support you. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, you'll run away from your spouse and children. These people were the ones backing you in this world, but there will come a day when nobody will back you. Everybody is busy with their own self. When you imagine this moment, you realize how little you are, how powerless you are, and how needy you are of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Remembering the name Al-Qadir, so we talked about looking at the creation of Allah. We talked about understanding your life, and that Al-Qadir doesn't just mean the powerful, but the one who puts everything in the right time, in the right place for your life. Ismik Akhi, remind me of your name? Muhammad. Muhammad and I, one day we went on a drive. This is a real story, by the way. I'm not making it up. And Muhammad told me his story. Wallahi, you will not believe his story. Sahih, ya Muhammad? And if most of us were in his place, we would have cracked, we would have broken at some point in time in the story. But Allah planned every moment for a reason. ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَىٰ. This is an important way to understand Allah's name, Al-Qadir, is everything is measured in the way He desires, in His wisdom. But there's another way to appreciate Allah's name, Al-Qadir. And that is to understand, when we look at the world around us, there's so much we feel is out of our control. Who can tell me what's happening in the world that we feel is out of our control? We are helpless, yes. Sorry? The? Extreme weather. Yes, mashallah, this country has some extreme weather. It's out of our control. What else? Yes. Any humans control, out of our, let's say out of your and my control, what's happening right now that makes us feel helpless? COVID-19, right? For a long time, human beings, the whole human race felt, what are we going to do about this? We are stuck. We were truly stuck for 2 years. Yes, what else? Day and night. You can't keep the lights on any longer outside of this room. Yes, what else? Death. It comes when no one expecting it. And how many people lost somebody in COVID? A father, a cousin, a friend. We realized. What else? You were going to say something, Ammar? The rain. Sometimes you try to see the weather forecast in this country to plan something. You want to plan a barbecue? You want to plan an outing? Is it going to rain on this day? Alhamdulillah, it's clear. You go outside, it's soaking wet. Even the weather forecast man cannot even predict when is the rain coming and going. Yes. The flood. Yeah. We had parts of the UK flooded. Those who are from Bangladesh, like every other year there is a flood. It's so many things in this world is out of our control. We have to really think about those things. When we realize they're out of our control, we should not submit and give up to them. Allah's name Al-Qadir should make us ask Him, because He is able to do anything. Who can give me an example of somebody in the Quran who asked Allah and Allah made something impossible happen for them? Impossible. But Allah made it happen for them because they made dua. Ayyub alayhi salam. Where was Ayyub alayhi salam? Where was he stuck? Illness. He said, Ayyub alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam, where was he stuck? In the belly of the whale. And back in the day, back in his day, they didn't exactly have TNT equipment. submarine to save him. Right? He studied. And one of the most beautiful narrations in Hilyatul Awliya of Abu Nu'aym, when Yunus alayhi salam reached the stomach of the whale, you know what was the first thing he did? If you and me reached the stomach of the whale, Allahu A'lam, what was the first thing we would do? The first thing Yunus alayhi salam did is he prayed two rak'ahs. And he said, Rabbi abadtuka fi makanin lam ya'budka ahadun qat. Oh Allah, I prayed to you in a place nobody ever prayed to you. He unlocked achievement. He got a trophy. Even in the belly of the whale, he says, oh Allah, look, I prayed two rak'ahs. See, nobody can do like this. See, look at the mindset. Somebody who believed in Al-Qadir, it doesn't matter where you are stuck. In the belly of a whale, in a difficult marriage, in a horrible job, in a bad situation, you know Allah can take you out. This is what Al-Qadir means. If He is Al-Qadir, you have to have 150% certainty He can pull you out of any situation. There's one more example, but we don't know their names. Zakariya alayhi salam, for example. His wife? Infertile. Doctor, what would you say? Somebody infertile, is there any chance? They can try IVF. They can try so many medical methods. What are the chances? 1 in 100,000, 1 in 1,000,000 for them to give birth. But Zakariya alayhi salam knew one thing. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. But I want to give another example. Hajar alayhi salam. Hajar alayhi salam is in the middle of the desert. As far as the eye can see, no water. In this impossible situation, what does she do? She starts to run. She starts to run. And she asks Allah. And Allah provides her from where she never expected. Ashabul Kahf, the sleepers of the cave. They're in a situation many of us find ourselves today. They are not allowed to practice their religion safe in a safe manner. There are Muslims all over the world experiencing this. In China, in France, in so many parts. They cannot wear the hijab. They cannot wear the niqab. They cannot even pray salah. I have been to China. And I've spoken to the Chinese Muslims. One of the cities called Hangzhou in China. And I met the imam of the masjid. And we were talking in Arabic. In China. And I said to him, you guys are amazing. With all of this pressure and all of these concentration camps, you guys are smiling and praying salah. How? And wallahi al-azim, he said to me these words, نَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. We know Allah can do anything. No government, no power can stand in front of Allah. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ. Nobody can stop him. This attitude, it makes you believe nothing is impossible for Allah. Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave, living in a society where nobody worships Allah and where it's banned. They have no way out. They might think we have to give in. But what do? They raise their hands and they ask Allah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِن لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, please grant us your mercy. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِن أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And give us a straight path out of this situation that we are in. What does Allah do for Ashabul Kahf? He breaks the laws of physics for them. He doesn't let the sun's rays touch them in the cave. He makes them sleep for 100 years. And I want all of you to try and experience this in your life. The more that we believe certainly Allah is Al-Qadir, Allah will make impossible things possible for us. And all of us, many of us have experienced this in our lives. We lost hope in something, we made dua sincerely to Allah, Allah made it happen. But we have to be certain that He is able. The Prophet said, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijaba." Make dua to Allah while you are 100% sure He's going to respond to you. Many people, they make dua to Allah and they say, "Insha'Allah." Many of the fuqaha, the Islamic scholars, they said, it's makruh, disliked, or haram to say, "Insha'Allah." Why? Insha'Allah implies, if you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. That's what Insha'Allah means. If you want to do it, do it. But when you make dua, you have to be jazim. You have to be certain. Oh Allah, this is what I want. And if you know He's Al-Qadir, you know it's not beyond Him. Allah says in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember, when Allah opens this way for you, you in that moment, you'll be shocked. Even the greatest of prophets, they were shocked when Allah informed them He's going to give them something they never expected. Who can give me an example? Yes? Zakariya alayhi salam. Tell me, what did Zakariya, what was his reaction when Allah granted him a son? What did he say? قَالَ رَبِّي أَنَّا Try again. رَبِّي أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِمَرُ وَامْرَأَتِي عَاقِرٌ He says, Oh Allah, how is it possible for me to have a son? This is a prophet of Allah. How can I have a son? My wife is infertile and I'm so old. There are two things making this physically impossible. What did the angel reply to him?
قَالَ كَذَلِكِ اللَّهِ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ
Allah does whatever He wants.
إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ
If Allah wants to do something, He just has to say kun and it happens. When the Ibrahim alayhi salam is informed by the angels, he is going to have a son. His wife has a reaction. The Quran captures not just the reaction of Ibrahim, the reaction of his wife. Who can remind me? She says, huh? An old infertile woman? What do the angels say to her?
قَالُوا أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ
Don't be amazed at the ability of Allah. Don't be amazed.
رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ
Allah's mercy and His blessing for you, Ahlul Bayt. When you realize Allah is Qadir, you realize you can get through anything. Nothing can stop you. Because can anything stop Allah? No. And Allah is behind you. So how can anything stop you? This is one of the meanings behind when Allah says,
وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا
Whoever is conscious of Allah, He finds him a way out.
وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ
He gives him from the place you never expect it. Why?
وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ
Whoever relies just on Allah, not on their stick, not on this measure, not on this medical treatment. You might take them, but you trust Al-Qadir. Allah is enough for you. And if you had every tool and resource in the world, but you didn't trust Al-Qadir, nothing will happen. And if you have zero tools, zero power and ability, no army, but you trust Allah, Allah will make it happen.
أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ
Isn't Allah enough for His slaves?
وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ
They scare you with people less than Allah. قُلْ What does Allah say?
قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ
Say Allah, Habibi. Bring your army. Bring your tanks. Bring your government. Allah is with me.
عَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ
I trust in Him. I rely upon Him. And His powers are unlimited.
وَخَزَائِنُهُ مَلْآنَ
His wealth is unlimited. And His قُدْرَ is unlimited.
فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ
Bring, Habib, bring everyone together.
ثُمَّ كِيدُونِ
Plan, make a big plan and a strategy to kill me. I have Allah with me.
إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجَهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا
I have just turned myself just to the one who made this whole world from scratch. What can you do in front of him? This is the secret that made the Muslims powerful. They put their trust in the all-powerful. And the moment they put their trust in themselves or their horses or their army, they lost. What happened in the Battle of Uhud? What did they think of themselves? They thought that they could win because of their own resources. What did Allah teach them?
وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ
Victory can only come if you trust Allah. You may be small in number. You may be outnumbered. You may be financially struggling. You may be a nobody. But whoever has Al-Qadir, you are powerful beyond measure. Those who believed in Al-Qadir, small Bedouin Arabs from the middle of the desert, they conquered Rome. They conquered Spain. They conquered civilization. They built the greatest empire the world ever saw. Nobody could stand in front of them. But today, one of the reasons we struggle and we hit brick wall and we can't progress, we can't succeed, is because we think to be powerful, we have to have money, we have to have wealth, title, company, this status, that resource, this tool. Allah teaches us, let go of the stick. And Allah will allow the stick to split the sea. Think about that. Before Musa was a prophet, alayhi salam, he could hit the trees with the stick. But when he began to trust in Allah and the power of Allah, this small stick could split the sea. Trust in Al-Qadir and he will give you abilities and he will make the impossible possible. If you trust and you make dua and you break down and you realize, أنا الفقير, I am the needy, وهو القدير, and he is the all-able, وهو على كل شيء مقتدرا, he can do anything, لا تدركه الأبصار, no eye can perceive him, وهو يدرك الأبصار, and he can perceive everything, يدبر السماوات والأرض, he manages the atoms of the heavens and the earth, يمسك السماء والأرض أن تزولا, he holds the sky in its place, he holds the earth in its place, he holds the ship in the sea, he lets the birds fly at night. لا إله إلا هو وهو على كل شيء قدير. And before you all go, to summarize, we said Allah's name Al-Qadir means He's unrestrictedly powerful. And for us to appreciate this, first we have to start spending time in nature. Take your family to the Peak District. Take them to the Lake District. Go to the park. Sit them in front of the mountains. Let them see the greatness of Allah. Let them appreciate the nature of Allah. Get them off the screens. Get them off the devices. Cancel your Netflix subscription. Cancel your YouTube subscription. Stand in front of the mountains, the lions, the beauty of the sky. And that should be your subscription. And that will make you and me appreciative that Allah, ala kulli shay'in qadir. The second thing is to appreciate that Allah's qadr means He does taqdeer. He measures everything perfectly. He places it precisely. And that includes your life and my life. Everything happened for a reason. And when we understand and appreciate this, we will feel so much reassurement and so much trust in Allah. Thirdly, knowing that Allah is qadir, al-qadir, should make you ambitious. You should never think small. You should never think limited. Because if you believe that Allah is all-powerful, then He can make you do anything. He can make you conquer Spain. He can open to you Bilad al-Sham. He can give you back Masjid al-Aqsa. But we have to trust in Him again and stop trusting in the stick and the phone and the resources that we have. He is unlimited in resource. And lastly, we should always remember the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Knowing Allah is al-Qadir makes you realize I am nothing. And when you realize that, you start to trust in Him and not trust in yourself. La ilaha illa huwa العزيز الحكيم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. And don't forget every morning and evening 100 times لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.